This is Dr. Jonathan Shaw. I want to thank you for tuning in to Crown Ministries Podcast today. We hope that this message transforms you and encourages you to pursue God's presence in a greater way. Enjoy the message.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. When you have it, say amen. It's on our screens. It's going to be a little lengthy in your reading, but it's all for clarity's sake. Ephesians 4 and 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, and daring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Verse 11, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith. Somebody say unity of the faith. And of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Watch this, verse 16. From whom the whole body, somebody say the whole body. The whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Verse 16, again, the text of emphasis, from whom the whole body, somebody say the whole body, fitly joined together. Look at that. Fitly joined together. Fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Every part got to be working effectively. When it does, it makes increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Real quickly, when the whole body is fitly joined together and every joint does their part and it works effectively, it increases itself and edifies itself in love. When every joint is supplying, fitly joined together. This afternoon, I want to talk from a message entitled Connected. Somebody say connected. Look at your neighbor and say, I want to ask you a question. Are you connected? Let us pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you that you are God and you are good. Beside you there is none other. You do not change. You do not fail because you are God and you are good. Now, Lord, we pray that you would speak to us. Give us clarity of thought and precision of speech. Allow us to understand and comprehend. Allow us to be able to receive from thy very holy word. I pray that this moment is transformative. That it changes somebody, shifts somebody, challenges someone, that they may live a life that's pleasing unto you. Have your way now and move by your spirit. And we promise to praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Every heart say amen. Amen. You may have your seats. Tell your neighbor, connected. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I happen to be an iPhone user. And there are benefits to having an Apple device, an iPhone, because there's certain features that's offered with Apple that other devices don't necessarily have. Any other Apple users? I just wonder. Okay. Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. If you're not Apple, maybe you're Android. Okay. Android. All right. Android. Any online Apple or Android? Praise the Lord. Okay, good, good. If you're Apple user, put Apple in the comments. If you're Android user, put Android in the comments. And we love all of you. We love all of you. Praise, we love all of you. Amen. Apples are just a little closer to heaven, but we love all of you. And there's a benefit to using Apple and my iPhone, because the other day my daughter wanted to send me a document. And I told her, I said, well, send me the document. Just email it to me. And she says, no, Dad, we both have iPhones. She said, I can just AirDrop it. I said, you can do what? She said, I can AirDrop it to you. I said, what is that? She said, turn your AirDrop on. And I said, well, I don't even know where AirDrop is. So I went to my settings and I found my AirDrop and I turned AirDrop on, and she was trying to send me from her phone to my phone a document. But Trenise, the document didn't come to me. She says, in my AirDrop, I don't see your phone. I said, huh? I said, but it's on, and my AirDrop is on. She says, I'm trying to send it to you, but it won't come. It won't go, because I don't see your phone. I know, Android, y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to make it plain in a minute. She said, I don't see your name in my AirDrop. She said, I got to see you to send it to you. If I don't see you, I can't send it. I'm preaching already. And so I said, well, why don't you see me? I'm sitting right here. She said, no, I got to see you on the AirDrop. And she didn't know what was wrong. I didn't know what's going on. And I don't know why I couldn't get my AirDrop. And so she says, let me see. What network are you on? And I said, okay, I'm on this network right here. And it was some network, and it was called 5G. And she said, I'm on this network and it's on 2G. And the reason why I couldn't see you in AirDrop is because we both have to be on the same network. And until we get on the same network, we won't be able to AirDrop each other documents or photos. I said, well, what I must do is I must disconnect from the network I'm on and get connected to the network you're on so that you could send me the document that I need. I'm preaching already. I wonder if y'all catching it. Sometimes things cannot be shared with us because we are on a different network. And until we get on the same same network, there cannot be a sharing of a document. I want to know, with 7 hallelujahs and 3 amens, I want to know, is God trying to drop something in your soul? If he's trying to get something to you, but it can't get to you because he don't see you, because you just happen to be on another. I found out something, Elder Bridget, that just because you're seated in the same place don't mean you're on the same network. People can be seated in the same location, but Elder June Grace said they could be on different networks. What Wi-Fi are you using? Whose hotspot are you on? Because if we're not on the network, I can't drop anything to you. I'm almost through. And while I'm preaching this message, and I'm doing pretty good, I think, so far, there's some people who's not going to get the download. Because they're simply on another network. And I've discovered something, Brother Jordan, that you got to not only have a network, but you got to be connected to the network. To connect to certain networks, you need passwords. Oh, God. Because having the password would give you access to the Wi-Fi signal. Can I preach technology? I'm almost through. And so watch this. You could pick up a network, but you don't always have access to the network you picked up until you have the password that will, come on here, give you access to the signal. Oh, Lord, help us, Jesus. Some of you right now have a low broadband width and you don't have enough speed to get done what you need done because you got too many people on your Wi-Fi signal because you've given your password to too many individuals and it has slowed down your downloading process. And God has something that he wants to release to you, but because so many people are on your Wi-Fi, you can't get the download at the speed you need it. Who's slowing up your download? There's some people, God, we've got to not only change our password, but we've got to repent that we even gave some people access. How many of you today have decided that I'm changing the password and I'm no longer giving the same individuals access? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because all they're going to do is drain my broadband width. Gotta go. But I found out something, because not only do I have an iPhone, I also happen to have a provider called AT&T. AT&T. You can do a whole lot with AT&T. You understand? And AT&T, I pay my bill, and I have the unlimited plan with AT&T. Y'all all in my business. Look at you. I got the unlimited package where I get unlimited, you know, signals and data and all that other good stuff. And there are times where I do not have, Sister Isha, access to anybody's Wi-Fi. So what I would do is on my device, I will turn my Wi-Fi off. If I turn my Wi-Fi off and I need to get onto the internet and I need to search the web, but my Wi-Fi is off, that means I'm no longer using the broadband of anybody else's device. That means at that point, when I turn my Wi-Fi off, I'm using my own data plan. And I don't need to pick up anybody's Wi-Fi signal because I got my own built-in data plan.
And my own data plan gives me access to the research I need, Kabosha, to the research I need. I'm going somewhere. I need y'all to help me, God. And I can access it. But here's the thing. When I turn the Wi-Fi off, that now I'm using my data plan that I have to pay for. And the reason why some people keep their Wi-Fi on and they want to use your network is because they're refusing to pay for their own data plan. So in other words, because I don't want to pay my own way, I'll use your stuff and I'll use your signal because I don't want to pay my own data package. But ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I found out nowadays that you cannot always depend on somebody else's signal. You gotta have your own data plan down on the inside of you. You gotta have the greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Because how many of you have been through a situation that you can't always call on the intercessor? You can't always call on your prayer warrior. You can't always ask somebody else to do it for you. You gotta have it down in your own soul. Oh, mothers used to have a prayer. They used to say, I got a telephone down in my bosom. They used to say, I got it already down in me. And if you don't give me access, I can still touch heaven. Because I've got my own data plan. Look at your neighbor and say, I got my own data plan. My own data plan. It's the unlimited package. It's the package that says, whatever you need, it's here and it's available. If you need to get on the internet, come on here. Hallelujah. We'll give you access because you got your own plan. Either way, watch this. As long as you're paying your cell phone bill, you can have access. And some of you right now will pay your cell bill before you pay your rent. Because, Lord, look at you. Because you got to make sure that you have access and that you have your plan paid up. Glory to God. Because if you go over what your plan allows, they're going to charge you more money because you went beyond the data that your plan allows. You better get that unlimited package. Because some of y'all access to what God has for you is limited by how much you paying. But when you pay more, you get access to more. Oh God, some of you only have access to a little bit of revelation. But when I searched in the Bible, it says that my God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory. How much access do you have? How connected are you? Brothers and sisters, not only does this happen in technology, but this also happens in the natural. Have y'all ever had the hookup? You ever went somewhere to a restaurant or to a store and you happen to know somebody? And because you knew someone, you got a better table, you got a better meal. Come on here, you got the discount. You had access to features that other people didn't have because you had the connection. Connections give you access that everybody else does not have. How connected are you? There are some people that only want to know you because they know you're connected. They actually don't love you, yes. They love your connections. They like what you have access to. And they know if they befriend you, they too have access to those things. Oh, God, help us. You have to guard your connections because there are some people who will abuse what you possess. Brothers and sisters, when you look at the connection in technology, the connections in the natural, there is connections also in the spirit. There are some people who come to church and will sit right in praise and worship. And in a few moments ago when praise was going on, they felt nothing, sensed nothing, had no admonition to praise or worship or do anything because there was a disconnect. connection from spiritual things. There are some people who are spiritually blind, spiritually deaf, spiritually unaware, simply because they are spiritually disconnected. A spiritual disconnection, I'm almost through, is called death. We look at death as somebody dying, but God looks at death as space and separation. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Because when you talk about death, you're talking about space and separation. When someone dies, their spirit is disconnected from their body. It's separated. It's disconnected. And whenever you are disconnected from God, you are literally the walking dead. You are spaced out. You are away from Him. You are far or distant from God. It's called death. That's why the scripture says the wages of sin is death. In other words, the cost, the price tag of sin is separation from God. There's now a generation who's arguing about whether we're going to go to hell over this or go to hell over that. Is whether we're going to go to hell over tattoos, and whether we're going to go to hell over piercings, and whether we're going to go to hell if we drink wine, and whether we're going to go to hell if we go to the club and the lounge, and whether we're going to go to hell if we taste the milk before we bow the cow. Y'all ain't saying nothing. We're trying to find out whether we're going to go to hell or not. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, hell is a place that is real. Hallelujah. And if you continue in sin, then there is where you will lift up your eyes. But before you even get to hell, you can experience separation from God before you even get to hell. And you could be right here on earth and bust hell wide open because you're so far from God. You're disconnected. So I'm not concerned whether the tattoo is going to send you to hell. I'm concerned whether the tattoo will distance you from God. I'm not concerned whether the wine will send you to hell. I'm concerned whether wine will send you to a distance from God. How far does it drive you from God? Disconnected. Disconnected. Come on, shout, disconnected. And there is a desire to be connected to God. And God has placed a system. He's placed a Wi-Fi in the earth to connect to Him. He says, in order to connect to me, you got to get on my network. In order to have access to me, you got to tap into my network. How do we tap into God's network? What is God's network? I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, that God's network is the church. I can't get no help up in here. I said God's network is the church. Let me say it again. God's network is the church. Let me say it loudly for the devil. God's network is the church. The church is God's network. What is God's network? And I want to know, are you connected? Because now, Pastor Sabrina, we've got a generation that's proclaiming and declaring that I don't need to go to church. I'm coming for you, devil, to access God. We got this new mindset that says I don't need to go to a place to access God. In other words, they're trying to rely on their own data plan to connect and have access to God. But God is trying to tell you that the only way you can access me is through the systems that I already put in the earth. And you cannot bypass my system in order to access me. Come on here. Jesus said, I am the way. Come on here. The truth and the life. And no man can come unto the Father but by me. Holler at your neighbor behind your mask and say, he is the way. He is the way. Jesus is the way. Watch this. If Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and you can't come to the Father but by him. And watch this. The Bible says in Corinthians that Christ is the head of the church. So you cannot bypass Jesus and get access to the Father. And you cannot bypass what he's the head of in order to get to the Lord. You've got to go to Jesus, who is the head of the church. I'm trying to help somebody and say, Jesus' Wi-Fi signal is called the church.
They don't like the way I preach, but I'm going to keep preaching it. And so now, Deacon Rory, people don't go to church.
And God help us. And social media and technology has contributed to the theology that all I have to do is stream online and log online and go to church online. God, watch this. It's amazing how you could be online but out of line. It's amazing how you can watch service online and still be out of line. Oh, God help us. Because it is not the dependency to the online experience. It is dependency upon he who is the head of the church. And the name of the church is called the body of Christ. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you that YouTube cannot be your church. Facebook cannot be your church. You cannot Google a pastor and come on here and shop for a message and say, I went to church today. You have to be connected to a Wi-Fi signal.
What Wi-Fi, I'm trying, Isha. What Wi-Fi signal are you connected to? What Wi-Fi signal are you connected to? What signal are you connected to? Hurry up, Shaw, so that you can have access to Christ's things. Somebody shout the church. Somebody shout again, the church. And this world is trying to give the church a bad rap. This world is trying to give the church a bad name. But I'm here to stand emphatically and unapologetically and say the church is still the greatest place on this earth. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I don't care where you've been. The church is still the greatest place that you could ever be on planet earth. Come on here, somebody. We got our flaws, we got our issues, we got our hang-ups, and yes, we got some crooked people, yes, we got some jacked-up individuals, but anything that involves humanity is always going to have flaws. The church is still the greatest place. I want to say this, long live the church, long live the body of Christ, long live, somebody shout the church.
That is the name of the Wi-Fi signal. And just in case y'all got confused with all these titles, chief apostle, archbishop, bishop, and the coming reverend, glorious warrior of this, that, or the other, let me unapologetically declare to you, Christ is still the head of the church. And this is the Lord's church. And Jesus is Lord. It has been built upon his word. It is the Lord's church. Somebody shout the church.
That's the name. That's the name of the network. That's the name of the network. It's called the church. It's called the church. And I wonder, y'all, if you are connected. I just wonder if you connected. I wonder how, because you cannot be spiritually raised by YouTube pastors. Joe Osteen is good. I like him. I read his books and watch his shows too. But are you connected to Joel?
Hallelujah. Bishop is good. Bishop Jakes, I love him. He's my mentor. I'm a part of his programs. But are you connected to him? See, I'm not asking, do you watch him? I'm asking, are you connected to him? Because I found out, Brother Tariq, that there's some people who will watch you but not connected to you. God help us. There's some folks who come to Crown Ministries every Sunday. They watch me, but they ain't connected to me. They're not on the same network that I am. Oh, God. How do you know it? Because you didn't get the download. How do you know it? Because you didn't get the document. How do you know it? Because you haven't changed since you joined the network. Are you connected? Are you connected? Are you connected? I don't need the church. You're a liar. And the truth ain't in you. I don't need to go to church. I can feel God in my house. That's true, but it's a deception. Oh, God, why don't you tell the real truth? You don't want to be submitted. Tell the real truth. You don't want to surrender to order and surrender to protocol. Because what the church offers is it offers order that you got to submit to. It offers order that you got to surrender your will to. And what we don't like is we don't like nobody telling us what we gotta do. So we pick and choose our pastors like we pick and choose ice cream. And God is trying to say that gone be the days of Candyland Cathedral. I need some people who are ready to submit to the will of God by connecting to my network. Network is called the church. Ooh, I gotta close here. Hallelujah. And then there are some that say this, Minister Tariq, I'm not a part of the church, I'm a part of the kingdom. Foolishness, garbage and trash. Because the name of the church is the kingdom. Hallelujah. You cannot talk about you're not a part of the church and you're only part of the kingdom, because the only way to have access to the kingdom is through the church. The church is the kingdom and the kingdom is the church. Foolishness, garbage and trash. Y'all stop listening to these Facebook theologians. They ain't got no degree nowhere. They have drunk and high when they posted that anyway. You gotta have somebody who's laid before labored in the word of God, who knows what they're talking about. I'm coming for you. The church is the kingdom, and the kingdom is the church, and you've got to surrender to it, and you've got to submit to it, and you've got to fall in line with its orders. You've got to fall in line with its protocols. But I don't like it. You don't have to like it, because sin doesn't like correction. Come on here. Disorder doesn't like order. Chaos doesn't like chastisement. I know you don't like it, because you didn't come to church to feel good. You didn't come to church for your fancy to be tickled. You didn't come to church, come on here, oh God, for somebody to give you a bunch of promises, but someone that's going to challenge you into holiness. For holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. The church. Somebody say the church. 13 minutes and I'm through. The church. It is defined in two ways. Pastor Sabrina, and I got to bring this to a close. Two ways in the scripture the church is defined. It is soma. S-O-M-A, soma, the church, soma. The word soma there is the body by which Christ is the head. It's the body. It got fingers and toes and eyes and nose and ears. It's the body. Somebody shout the body. It's the body, it's the body, it's the body, the body, the body. It got internal organs and it got extremities. It's the body. And every part of the body has to serve its own purpose. We read it in Ephesians. It's fitly joined together and every part has got to be effective. The ear cannot be jealous of the eye. the nose cannot be jealous of the mouth, because everybody has their own job to do. And you ought not to be jealous of anybody, because watch this, the whole body can't be just you. Do me a favor and bust your neighbor bubble and say, hey neighbor, the whole body is not you. You are a part of the body. Because if the whole body was the eye, then how can we hear? If the whole body was the mouth, then how can we see? The whole body is not about you. You are part of the whole. And you have to play your part and know your role. We only look dysfunctional when the hands is trying to act like the feet. When your hands are trying to act like your feet, you look like you're a part of another kingdom. The animal kingdom. This kingdom is called the church. So you've got to function based upon your assigned position. Know your role. Stay in your lane. Who are you in the body? God help me here. I had a cousin that had diabetes. And diabetes developed them so badly that their foot started turning black. It started at their toes. It's turned real black. And it went all, crept up all the whole foot. Then it was going up their leg. Doctor says, we're going to have to amputate this. Well, why is it turning black? Because there is no blood going all the way to the foot. And there's no blood going to the toes. So the foot is dead, though it's still connected to the body. But there's no blood. So it's possible to still be connected to the body, but no blood flowing to you. You've got to be amputated because you bring death to the body. In other words, we rather limp than not have you, because you are dead weight to the body. I want to know, are you connected but there ain't no blood flowing to you? What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but we need the blood to flow. Look at somebody say, I need the blood to flow. I need the blood to flow. I need the blood to flow. That's what keeps life in the body. There's life in the blood. There's spirit in the blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Can I help somebody and help me call it? Somebody shout the blood, the blood, the blood. Watch this. Soma is the organism. The body. Cool, Shaw. Soma. But then the second word for church in the Bible is ecclesia. Ecclesia. That is the word assembly. Soma is the body. Ecclesia is the assembly. Soma is the body. That's the organism. Ecclesia, the assembly, that's the organization. So the church is both an organism and an organization. It's an organism that has systems and networks neurologically. Muscular, skeletal, all these systems are working. The vascular, the veins, all of those systems working. But then organizationally, we got systems. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. That's the system of the organization. Many people want the soma, but they don't want the ecclesia. They want to be a part of the body, but don't want to be a part of the assembly. They want the organism, but want to reject the organization. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you they are one in the same. They are both the body of Christ. They are the church of the living God. And when you understand who the church is and what the church brings order. The church brings correction. And some of you ought to thank God for the church, because the church gave you opportunities that nobody else would have given you. Let's tell the whole truth on Sunday. If it wasn't for the church giving you a chance, you've never been qualified for the job you got right now. The church let you rehearse on her until you perfected your craft and got it together. You didn't know how to carry out a meeting until you went to the church meeting. You didn't know how to talk in public until you did it in church. You were shy and bashful, but the church let you be an usher. Come on here. We let you rehearse on us till you got perfected. You sang flat on our choir before you got that contract. You didn't know how to match your clothes or dress until we taught you. Come on here. You didn't know what a slip or a stockings was. Come on here. You didn't even know how to wear your brassiere until you came to the church and the mothers in Zion got a hold of you. I need y'all to tell the truth. I learned what I learned from the church. The church helped me. I don't want to be lopsided. I don't want to be sideways. I'm going to look at you sideways. I want to tell the whole truth. I'm going to tell the whole truth. Watch this. Because not only I learned what to do in church, I also learned what I shouldn't have done in the church. I learned how to sin in the church. Look at y'all looking at me right now. Hallelujah. You lost your virginity in the church with a musician and a choir member. Don't y'all look at me like that. Right there in the church. Look how they looking at their Bible, Sister Robin. They ain't reading nothing. They trying not to get to, hallelujah. They trying not to, you see them? They trying to hide. You can't even get under that chair. Come on out, wherever you are. You learn how to drink from the church. You learn how to cuss from the church. You learn how to do sin from the church. Your first crush was in the church. All of that happened right there from the church. What's amazing, hallelujah to God, is that all that we have done and all the sin we have committed, he ain't kicked us out yet. There go the grace of God. I'm still here. It's all by the grace of God. And if God still love me, then what's the ham sandwich wrong with you? If God still wants me. God, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. There's some organizations that'll put you out, but the organism still wants you and welcomes you. Come on here, hallelujah. If the truth be told, we messed up and jacked up, tore it from the floor up, from the pulpit to the door. The preachers are jacked up, the ushers are jacked up, and everybody in between. Come on here, but we are still the church. Still the church. Still the church, y'all. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hallelujah. I said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's no big eyes and little U's up in here. The only superstar is Jesus. Come on here. The only celebrity is Jesus. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the reason why we praise him is because after all we've done, he still calls us. He still uses us. Come on here. After all the sin we committed while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The church. Somebody said the church. That's why the Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. And we live in a generation where they're saying that folks are leaving the church. They're walking out of the church. They're walking away from the church. But I don't believe that, y'all. I believe that folks are coming to the church. I said, I believe that folks are coming back to church. I believe that folks are coming back to God. Somebody holler, the church. I've got to close now. I'm through and I'm over my time. But I want to give you real quickly 8 benefits of belonging to the church. 8 benefits of belonging to the church. Look at your neighbor and said, we got some benefits. Tell them it was good to be here. Benefit number 1, belonging to the church secures your foundation. When you go to the church, you know that you're standing on a solid foundation. You're standing on a sure thing. You're standing on a sure foundation. Something that's not going to just drift away, because the church has survived fires. I said the church has survived storms. The church has survived scandals. The church has survived oppositions and struggles. But because our foundation is secure, we're still standing on the promises of God. Look at somebody and tell them we got a secure foundation. Benefit number two, not only will you secure your foundation, but belonging to the church, you can school your family. Can I work like I'm working? You could bring your children to the house of God and teach them to learn about your Jesus. Did anybody else grow up in a house like mine? That everybody in the house had to go. Everyone had to go to church. Everything moving, come on here. Everything eating and everything sleeping got to get up on Sunday morning, and you've got to go to the house of God. You would school your family. And some of y'all children right now, they're nowhere to be found near or around the church, but they won't forget that scripture you taught them when they was little. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Come on, y'all. We school the family and said, this is how we were raised. This is how we grew up. Your grandmama bought that pew. Your granddaddy bought that bench. We got history in the church. School your family, y'all, by bringing them to the church. Benefit number three, you start your fellowship all at the church, which means you find your community. You find your friends. You discover your tribe right here in the house of God. Some of you right now found your best friend by the church you went to. Some of you right in here today got friends years old that you had a friendship in the church, because there's a great fellowship in the church. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Look at your neighbor and wave at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's good to fellowship with you. We can start fellowship. Stop it, y'all, with your shady attitude, leaving the church and don't even speak to people. You're your shady self. How is it that you can serve a holy God but won't even say hello to people? How is it that you could speak in tongues but won't speak in English? How is it that you won't even wave and say praise the Lord? It's all about fellowship. Somebody shout yes, Lord. Not only, y'all, do we secure our foundation, school our family, and start our fellowship, but we also from the church seize our favor. Yes, sir. I'm working the SF. We seize the favor of God. What's the favor? But the grace of God. And when you come to church, you feel a grace that you get nowhere else. You can't get this from the living room. You can't get this from the bedroom. Thank you, online audience. But there's something special when I get to the house of God, that the favor is in the house. Do me a favor. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, your favor has met you right here in the church. Tell them, I'm glad you came today, because favor came to meet you. And not only do we get a secure foundation, school our family, start our fellowship, and seize our favor, but also you get from the church, sharpen your faculties. Yes, sir. Iron sharpens iron. And when you come to the church, your gifts are made better. Your gifts are sharpened. Your gifts come to the light, and you're trained and developed in the house of God, not only do I sharpen all your faculties and gifts, but in the church, you also sustain your fight. I don't know about anybody else, but through the week, I'm fighting the enemies. I'm beating off demons. I'm kicking back devils. And sometimes I get a little weak and I can't go no more. But I find my strength when I come to the house of the living God. And when I get up in here, I can sustain my fight because I got to go back out on Monday morning and fight more demons and fight again. Tuesday afternoon, I gotta fight more devils. But when I come to the house of the Lord, I can sustain my fight because I got strength. Grab somebody and say, neighbor, whatever you do, keep on fighting the good fight of faith. Tell them, fight on. But you don't have to fight by yourself. You got some help with you. We're going to help you fight. Because one can chase 1,000. And two can chase 10,000. Sustain your fight. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Find your neighbor and say, neighbor, you better keep fighting. You better keep fighting because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. I gotta close, y'all. Good afternoon. But not only in the church, we secure the foundation, school our family, start our fellowship, seize our favor, sharpen our faculties, sustain our fight. But I like number 7. We come to church to seek his face. Yeah, I'm seeking his face because I believe when we pray, God answers. I believe when we pray, heaven responds. The Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. They didn't hear me. Let me rewind it. I believe that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. They didn't hear me. Let me rewind it. I believe that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. The Bible says, men ought always pray and faint not. I come here to seek his face. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, when you come to church, seek his face. And you'll find your miracle. I gotta close. But before I get out of here, I gotta close and tell you one more. Not only do you secure your foundation, school your family, start your fellowship, seize your favor, sharpen your faculties, sustain your fight and seek his face. But last but not least, when you come to church, you strengthen your faith. Yes, Lord, my faith got stronger when I walked in the house of God. My faith went to another level when I walked in the house of God. Faith, the size of a mustard seed. Faith that can move any mountain. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. High five somebody and said the church is still the greatest place. I gotta go, Jordan Nichols, but they tried to burn down the church. They put the church in a fiery furnace, turned the church seven times hotter. They put the church in the furnace, but Nebuchadnezzar looked inside and said, I thought I put three, but I see the four, and the fourth one looks like the child, the Son of God. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you cannot burn the church, because the church is fireproof. Yes, sir. I gotta close. Not only is the church fireproof, but the church is waterproof. How do you know it? Come here, Moses. You're standing in front of the Red Sea. Lift up your rod, and the sea opens up, and you'll walk on dry ground, because the church is waterproof. Yes, sir. But I'm here to tell you, not only is the church fireproof, not only is the church waterproof, but the church is also deathproof. How do you know it? Because one day, one day, the church went to Calvary. One day, the church was hung high and stretched wide. One day, the church dumped his head and the church died. They took the church and put it down in a grave. They put the church and the church lay there all Friday. The church lay there all Saturday. But early Sunday morning, the church rose up with power. The church is still alive. The church is still good. The church is still well. Miracle, signs and wonders from the church. And I don't know about you, I'm glad I'm connected to the church. I'm glad I'm connected to the house of God. If you're connected, high five three people. Let's say connected, connected, connected. Connected, 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 connected. You can't kill. You can't drown me. You can't burn me, because I'm already on fire. You can't drown me, because I've already been to the water. I've already been baptized. I've already been converted. And I feel all right. If you're part of the church, open your mouth and praise him. If you're part of the church, open your mouth and worship him. I'm glad I'm connected. I'm glad I'm connected. When the devil's on my track, I can tap in to the network. When the devil bothering me, I can tap in to the network. If you know the password, shout yes. I'm through. Good afternoon. Goodbye, y'all. Do you know the password? Shout yes! We're going to the discipleship course. We gotta get up out of here. Do you know the password? Shout yes! What's the password? Pastor Moore, the password. That's right. It's Jesus. 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 He's the password. Jesus. Rosa Sharon. Lily of the Valley. Jesus. Mary's baby. The carpenter's son. Jesus. My battle axe. Jesus. The wheel in the middle of the wheel. Jesus. Jesus. Y'all better call him. Do you got the password? Jesus. It's my password. When the devil in my house. Jesus. When the enemy on my mind. Jesus. When the devil trying to kill my joy. Jesus. 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 In the morning. Jesus. In the noonday. Jesus. In the midnight hour. Jesus. 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 Y'all ain't called him. Do you know the password? Get to the network. Everybody shout Jesus. Turn around and tell three people, I got the password. 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 And I'm connected. And I'm connected. I'm not lost. I'm not weary. I'm not damaged. I got the password. Do me a favor. Lean on your neighbor. And your neighbor. I once was lost. But now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. Because I got the password. I'm connected. Wait. Somebody holler, I'm connected. I gotta go. I'm over my time. I'm over my time. Somebody holler, I'm connected. Watch this. Watch this. Do y'all, hold on. Do y'all see these lights?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Online. You see the lights? You see these lights on? You see them? I got a question. Do these lights work? They do work. But we can't see their gift. Because they're not. It's possible to have a working gift. But never shine. We're not saying you don't have a gift. We saying you got to be plugged in for the gift to work. Look at your neighbor and say, ain't nothing wrong with you. But are you connected? It works wonderfully. Actually, it looks beautiful. But we'll never see it. And we'll never know it. If you're not. Now here's the problem. This happened to be a three-prong plug. Y'all know about them? Here's about the thing about a three-prong plug. You got to plug into a three-prong outlet. A two-prong outlet ain't gonna work. You would literally have to cut off a piece of you in order to fit. Who am I preaching to? And how many of you ever tried to plug into an outlet that was not designed for you? And you had to cut off a piece of you just so you could fit. It's not going to work. You need an outlet that fits who you are. Which means you got to connect to a house that can complement the gift that you are. You can't go to a church that's intimidated by you and jealous of you. Come on here. And cannot appreciate the gift that's on your life.
There's something that can never honor you. Because simply they're not the outlet you're supposed to plug into. Now, if you break a piece of you off and fit anyway, you may turn on. The problem with that is you don't operate at optimum capacity. Because that third plug is a grounder.
God help me. Hallelujah.
It allows you to operate at optimum capacity, and any one of these lights that are not fully operating and using all of their wire signals will eventually damage itself because you're not fully operative. You're damaged because you plugged into the wrong outlet. Some of you online, you watch me right now, and some of you are watching the replay because you don't want us to see that you're watching us live. Because you're afraid to admit to the public that you really want to plug into this outlet. Can I talk like I'm talking the way I'm talking? I'm talking to you.
You need to plug in. There's nothing wrong with your gifts. You're a prophet, you're an evangelist, you're a preacher, you're a musician. Whatever you are still all of that. God has not taken that from you. But your gift won't work.
I'm almost through. Until you plug in. It ain't gonna work until you plug in. We'll never see the glory of what you are and what God made you until you plug in.
As soon as you plug in, it's an automatic connection. Gifts are on. Watch this. We can enjoy you because you're on. Now, here's the challenge, y'all. I'm through. Here's the challenge. The challenge is all of the lights are connected to one switch. And if one switch go off, the main one, then the other ones go off. But these are still on because they are on a different network. And these are not connected, though they're plugged in. Watch this. You could be plugged into the same line. You could be plugged into the same outlet. Watch this. But your switch is off. There's some people, Sister Evelyn, who can come to the church and wonder why things aren't happening for them. It's because sometimes you hide your switch. You got to let your pastor find your switch and turn you on. You hear, you work, you plugged in, but your switch is off. What's amazing is this light is the one that's plugged in. And it's simply wired connected to the other light. So the other light is not coming on only because this light is not on. I'm almost through. I'm finished my message. So the reality is this light is dependent upon this one. When this went out, that one went out too. Who's not shining because you're not? What other people that's connected to you, gifts are not on and in glory form because you connected and they connected to you. You holding up the line. That's why you got to watch how you live and how you function and how you talk and how you treat people, because somebody is watching you and their light is turned on by you. So now, as a pastor and a shepherd, my assignment is to find your switch. Allow you to be vulnerable enough to let me locate where your switch is. And if you allow me, I can turn you on because I'm gifted to turn lights on. This is the outlet. That's the church. Right there. Plugged in. Connected. But I gotta allow you to understand, this outlet right here is only working because of a box you don't see. I'm through. You see this outlet, but there's a main box you don't see that this outlet is connected to. And that main box is the power source. You don't see it. And the challenge with people is they want to plug into the main box. You don't plug into a main box. You plug into outlets. Because plug into a main box is too much power. There are no three-pronged plugs in the main box. It doesn't have that. Only in outlets. Outlets are plugged to main boxes. And plugs plug into outlets. It's called a system. And that's how it works. If you plug this into a main box, you will kill yourself. It's too much power. So my job is to say, we are connected to the main box. But where's the main box? I know where it is. You plug into me, and I'll tell you where it is. I got it. My job, watch this, is when you come to me, I point you to Christ. But you got to come. Paul said, follow me as I. Follow the leader. Because right behind this wall is the main box. I know where it is. And there's switches in there that will turn this outlet off and that outlet off and that. It's called being connected. It's called being connected to the system, the soma and the ecclesia, the church. If you're glad that you're part of the church, I want you to give God a praise right here, right now. You would be nowhere else but a part of the church of the living God. I'm so glad I am connected. I'm closing. But there are many connections. There's many outlets. We're not the only outlet. We ain't the only one that have power. There are other outlets. But you got to go to the outlets. Watch this. Based upon your design and your assignment. These lights are assigned to the pulpit. So that's why they have to plug to this outlet, because that's where their assignment is. If these lights were assigned to that wall, they will be plugged into an outlet over there. But this wall is their assignment. You cannot plug into that outlet if this wall is your assignment. So you've got to know your assignment, and that automatically tells you where you need to be plugged in at. I love Joel Osteen. I'm not trying to shade him. I'm just using him as an example because he's popular and famous. You can't plug into Joel Osteen's outlet and try to be assigned somewhere where he's not. There's a lot of books that I've read by authors who are amazing, but their system of church development doesn't work in Canarsie. It doesn't work in the urban community. It's good in theory, not necessarily in practice, because that's a different outlet. Back here, we used to have a fax machine and a copy machine plugged back here. And because that had a certain power level, you couldn't put a regular outlet back there. Y'all know y'all got washing machine and dryers at the house. There's a special outlet with the plugs all turned all sideways. And It's different because of the assignment of the device. Your assignment will tell you what kind of outlet to plug into. The church that you go to should look like your future. Your leader, who your leader is, should prophesy who you will become. Let me help you. You can never outgrow your lid. Because whoever you sit under, you will stay under. But you also must understand. Because they will either take you over or take you under. Who are you connected to? What are you connected to? Where are you going? Some people are mere entertainment. Some of you are plugged into extension cords and not even outlets. You know, around Christmas time when you want to plug in extra lights, you buy you some green extension cord. Y'all ain't got no green extension cords. Got green extension cords all around the house. One time I used a green extension cord all year round. That joker burned out. I complained to the man who sold it to me. I said, sir, why did this burn? I paid this money for this. Why did this burn out? He said, because you use a seasonal extension cord for permanent use. It's only supposed to be used for Christmas. You cannot plug into an extension cord and expect to maintain power. Some things you got to plug directly to an outlet. Are you hearing me today? Are you connected? Are you a part of a local assembly, a church that says, here's where I grow. Here's where I'm nourished. Here's where I'm fed. Here's where I'm fueled. Here is where I get what I need. It ain't perfect because no church is. As soon as you find a perfect church, do us all a favor and don't join it because it will be perfect no more. And let me say this, and I'm through for real. Don't put more demands on a pastor than you are a member. If you want that kind of pastor, then be that kind of member. I can stand with some of these sweetheart, precious little girls, write this laundry list of what kind of man they want. I want him making six figures. I want him to be tall, dark, and handsome. I want him to drive this. I want him to have that. Sweetie, you don't even have a McDonald's job flipping fries. You don't have. You want to be dined in wine and you can't even fry chicken. How is it that you want something you're not? I'm talking to you. It's so unfair to leaders that you expect more from them than you deliver as a member. You want your leader to show up for you in magnificent ways and you don't show up on Sunday morning. How does that work? You want them to pray, prophesy, cast out devils, and preach a message that you get the word of God and then you give $2. Has never contributed to Shepherd's heart. How does that work? It's so unfair that you demand more from the shepherd than you do from yourself. Oh, this is the church. This is the church. It challenges us in our era. And we still love you the same. And we will never throw you away. We will never kick you out. I know some of them do. Some churches do that. Not here. You here with us. And we're going to love you forever. We will help you and not hurt you. This is the church where everybody is somebody. And God is all. I think this is a good time. Before I get you to the ecclesia, let me get you to the soma. If you don't know Jesus, and you're not a part of the body of Christ, you're not saved, this is a good moment to give him your life. This is a good opportunity for you to come be a part of the body, the church. This is a good opportunity for you to say, Lord, I'm ready to live for you. If you want to be saved today, I want you to raise your right hand all over this building. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to give the Lord my life. If that's you, raise your hand. You want to be saved. Online, you want to be saved, raise your hand right there where you are. I believe that God's about to do something amazing in your life today when you confess Jesus as Lord, when you live for him, when you come a part of the body, the organism. You got to do that first. Join the organism. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Change me. Save me. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believe in my heart that he was raised from the dead. And now I no longer belong to myself. I belong to you, Lord. I'm yours. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands. Somebody said that for the first time. They're now part of the body of Christ. They're now a part of Soma. Come on, isn't that wonderful? They're part of the church. Glory to God. The Bible says that heaven is rejoicing over one soul. If that's you and you did that sincerely for the first time, I want you to do me a favor. Take your cell phone and I want you to text the word saved, S-A-V-E-D. Text the word saved to the number 40691. Text the word saved to 40691. They're putting it in the chat in the comments for you so you could do it at your convenience. But I want to follow with you. I want to pray with you. Our staff is going to keep up with you. And we're going to journey with you through this walk of salvation. Because how many of you know this ain't an easy walk? It's not easy telling your flesh no. Come on. You need some help in prayer. Praise the Lord. You need somebody to guide and direct you. Amen. We want you to know that salvation is the greatest thing that. How many of you know that falling in love with Jesus was the best thing that we've ever done?
I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. If you did, I would love for you to do two things. One, subscribe to our show so you can receive notification of our most recent messages. Also, if this message has impacted you, you can click the link in the description and you can give now. We'll connect with you next time on Crown Ministries Podcast. Thank you.